I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. Advice without this is worthless. Why is Stoicism worth listening to? Because it's battle-tested. What good are theories about the world if they're just that, theories? Philosophy from the ivory tower might be good for blowing minds, but as far as solving problems in the real world, much less so. Even in Marcus Aurelius's day, there was a suspicion of pen and ink philosophers, that is to say, thinkers who had never done anything but think. We listen to Epictetus when he talks about finding freedom in the worst circumstances because we know he did that. He survived the worst circumstances. Marcus Aurelius didn't get to theorize about Plato's Republic. He was trying to apply philosophy to Rome's empire. Seneca had no cushy tenure. He had a real job working for one of the most capricious and unstable rulers in ancient history. In short, all these thinkers had what Nassim Taleb, a great Stoic writer and doer himself, calls skin in the game. Skin in the game is not some mythical status either. People other than emperors and slaves and senators have it. Skin in the game is about being in the arena, about actually doing stuff, testing your ideas and your virtues in the fire of real life. This email and episode, for instance, is not written and recorded by someone who has stared down Nero. Of course, who besides Thrasea has done that? But it is at least from someone who has run his own business, taken real risks, made it to the top of a few different fields, gotten married, started a family, worked on important projects, gotten my hands dirty, etc. Advice without that perspective, advice from someone who just wants to give advice, philosophy from someone who sits protected from the reality of the world, cushioned from consequence, in charge of nothing but pens and papers, it's worthless. Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Again, if you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. So check it out, dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.